What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think that like happiness is an inside job. For so long, I was just using other like people, places, things to escape myself, like alcohol. And it was, again, so tricky because I was a senior in college.
Hey besties, welcome back to another episode of I Missed Me. I am extremely excited today because I have Mari Costantino with me. She is a certified holistic health coach and a social media content creator with a community of over 39,000 people where she shares her wellness and lifestyle content. Today we're going to be talking about the holistic nutritional space, tips for bettering our mental health, and of course healing, which we love. So Mari, welcome to I Missed Me.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much for your time. I want to start asking you, like, what inspired you to become a holistic health coach?
Yeah, so kind of like a full circle moment. I think the biggest thing was with my personal health, I was struggling, but it definitely started with my breakup, my body going into like a high inflammatory stress state. I struggled with a lot of hormonal imbalances, autoimmune issues, and that just kind of snowball effect, birth control, all of that. So after seeing a holistic doctor and like healing that a lot, then I kind of just wanted to like take matters into my own hands. And like get answers myself. So that's really what led me to it. Yeah.
Can you talk about your breakup story? Like when did it happen? I am a little nosy and people would love to hear about your breakup story. And
yeah,
I love how it like inspired you, everything that you do now and all of your growth. So that's kind of how it happened to me. So I want to know how it happened for you.
Yeah. So I was a junior in college. It was right before COVID, which made it just so much worse. But we were like best friends for 3 years all throughout college and dated for like almost two. And we actually had like a great healthy relationship, but I was just so blindsided by it. So I think that's what made it so much worse. And in the midst of that, like I said, I was on birth control. So with my health, I think it was a mixture of just like going through the breakup and like struggling with my health that it was like rock bottom for me. Yeah, so I was blindsided by the breakup. This was my junior year of college and in COVID. So I only have one older sister and she was in Florida at the time for her master's. So it was just me and my parents at home, which like I'm so close to them. I love them. But it was like the worst thing because people are like, go out with your friends. And I'm like, wait, I'm literally sitting home. There's nothing I could do. It really just took like a toll on my mental health, my body confidence, like because we had such a great relationship and there wasn't a bad ending, I was like, oh, it's me. It's the way I look. Meanwhile, from the beginning to the end of the relationship, like my body didn't change at all. Like, so that's kind of like the gist of it. But yeah, that was definitely like rock bottom for me.
When it comes to like your breakup, obviously triggered your growth and you became a holistic health, you know, coach because of your breakup. How do you find that motivation? And for people listening, like, what's your biggest advice when it comes to like finding motivation again? Because I know that when like you're going through a breakup, like you don't want to do anything. But like at what point or what was that like mindset switch where like I have to do something with my life? Like I can't like cry forever.
Yeah. I think in the sense of like working out and movement, I was the opposite. Like I leaned into it so much that I mean, I think I lost so much weight because I was just so stressed and like depressed at the time. But really like the little things, like subconsciously I was just stacking them and not even realizing it so much. But my best advice is like just trying to like be slow with like your time and like the handling those emotions and know that like it's okay to like take your time. There's no time period. But for me, I feel like with COVID, it was like a little tricky because like I was finally feel like I was getting over it. And then we went back to school and I was seeing him again. And I feel like I just kept backtracking. But really like that whole time I was just like growing and learning and healing. Yeah. But I think just being like gentle with yourself, honestly, and like knowing it's okay. And I think movement helped me a lot. Journaling, meditation are all like practices that I swear by helped so much.
I love that. Yeah. How did your self-love journey start? How has it been? And like, what's the most beautiful thing that you've learned about yourself through that like self-love, you know, self-discovery journey?
Yeah. I think that like happiness is an inside job. For so long, I was just using other like people, places, things to escape myself, like alcohol. And it was, again, so tricky because I was a senior in college. So like I'm such a party girl, love going out. But looking back now, I wasn't like just going out to have a good time with my friends. I was like drinking the feelings away, eating my feelings away. So I think just realizing that like you cannot escape yourself at the end of the day, whether it's getting the best job in the world, a new boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever it may be, it all comes back to you. And there's a quote where it's like, no matter who you have at the end of the day, like all you have is yourself. Even if you're happily married and you're in the bed, like you still at the end of the day only have yourself. So it's so important to remember that. And it took a while for me to like understand that. But I think not feeling the need to escape myself is the biggest like learning lesson. Yeah.
I love that. And like, what's the biggest advice that you can give when it comes to like realizing that the only way to heal is to feel? Like, because I know there's a lot of people that look for a lot of distractions and like you said, drinking, partying and like hanging out with your friends and like just not feeling your feelings. But what's the best advice when it comes to like realizing that the only way to feel is to heal?
I think that's such a good question. That no matter what it is, like whatever you use to cope with, it could be good things like working out, journaling, but like you can't, I'm trying to like word this correctly. At the end of the day, no matter what coping mechanisms you use, if you don't really like feel through those feelings, like by healing, they're gonna show up in other ways. So like, I would be like, I'm moving to New York City and I thought like I had everything together again. Of course, my ex ends up being in the city and like in a similar industry. So I was like, oh my gosh. And I felt like I was back at square one. But it made me realize like I was still just using other things to cope and try and heal, and like thinking moving to a new city, getting a new job is gonna like just help me heal. And I'm like, I need to sit with my feelings. For so long, I think I always was like, what if, or I'm gonna like get him back, so to say. And it was like, you just need to like get yourself back. Like if it's the right person, they will come back, but like you need to focus on feeling your feelings. Yeah.
I love that. So then you decided to start sharing your self-growth journey on social media. How has that changed your life?
Yeah, I think like career-wise, honestly, any opportunity or job I've ever gotten like was because of my social media. But my social media definitely started out as mainly just fitness. This was when I was with my ex at the time. So it was like super like gym girl that's all I was posting just to help girls build confidence. And then through my breakup, when I really started being like vulnerable online, sharing my bad days and opening up, people like obviously could relate so much. It helped me grow a lot. So it really helped me just even with friendships. Like I think social media, but sharing my breakup on social media, so many people could relate. And like you really just get to know people, whether it's through a breakup, a family death, like an eating disorder, no matter what like your struggle or trauma is, you get so much closer with people because like we've all been there. We've all felt like so low, and there's no comparison of who felt worse or what situation you're in. Like we all feel the same things, and it sounds so cliche, but that helped me a lot, like sharing that on social media with building friendships. Yeah,
I love that. What are your, obviously after going through like your self-love healing journey where you build boundaries and standards and like you become so much stronger because you like build a friendship with yourself. So like you don't let like everyone into your life. Like what are those non-negotiables that you've established in your life today?
Yeah. You mean like when like building friendships?
Yeah. Like, when it comes to like just accepting or building relationships, like what are some things that like people have to happen in order for you to like accept them in your life?
Yeah. I think honestly being able to have like open and deep conversations, like there's times, I mean, even right now, like, or when I've been in an event and like I talk to people, not everything needs to be like so deep and like depressing or anything, but I think there's a lot of, because I'm such a people person, I love to talk and meet people. And at a time when I was like heartbroken, I was just leaning on like anyone, anything, although I had like amazing friends at the time, I was just too vulnerable and too open and giving my energy away to people that like didn't deserve it. Mm-hmm. So I think just like I've built like a good radar of understanding like these people genuinely care about me and like want to have a conversation and listen. And that's like a non-negotiable in like friendships now. And like there's still so many girls I love to hang out with and get coffee with. And like not everyone needs to be your best friend. You don't need to give your energy away in that sense.
How do you, after, you know, going through your breakup, how do you see breakups now? When it, like, whatever, like, relationship breakups or, like, friendship breakups, how do you see them now? Because, like, now, I don't even want to, like, jinx it, but I do really see breakups as, like, the biggest breakthroughs. Mm-hmm. So how do 100%. You, yeah, how do you see them now?
Yeah, I think now looking back, like, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. And it's, like, a typical saying of, like, you don't realize the best thing until, like, you're obviously like, through it. But even with girls or guys, anyone, like, I can sympathize with so much. But I think some of my friends that either never been in a relationship or even a situationship breakup, I'm like, it's good to get that experience. And some
besties, this is for everyone that's looking to learn a new language. Whether you have an upcoming international trip or want to connect with friends and family or a new culture, Rosetta Stone is for you. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages to offer, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, and so many more. And it immerses you in many, many ways. It has no English translations, which means that you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. And I also love that it has speech recognition. It has a built-in true accent feature which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. It's literally like having a personal trainer for your accent. Besties, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started, and for a very limited time, I Missed Me's listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. Again, besties, that's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. I love you, besties, and I can't wait for you guys to start learning a new language. Besties, when I first started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling hoodies with positive messages on the back, and it is so easy, all just because of Shopify. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online store stage to the first real life store stage, and all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whenever you're selling. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Besties, I truly cannot recommend Shopify enough. You guys know that I have a business and it is hosted on Shopify. So besties, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/mafiansures now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Again, besties, shopify.com/mafiansures. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Sometimes those are worse.
I know.
But like, it's,
I've always said that. Yeah.
When people are like, oh, I've never had like been in a relationship, and that's totally fine. Yeah. But like, the great thing about being in relationships and going through breakups is like learning so much about yourself. Like, even still, what is it? Like 4 years later, like I'm still learning so much, and like what I do like about people, what I don't like in relationship wise. But the amount of self-growth that comes from it, because it's until you're like backed up against the wall and have nothing else to do besides look within, that's what forces you to really grow.
What is like the biggest thing that you've realized about yourself? Like, I didn't know I could feel these amount of pain, and like I didn't know like I was gonna like handle this situation in this way. Like, what's the biggest and like most beautiful thing that you learned about yourself?
I think back to what I was saying with like happiness is an inside job, even like when I was in my relationship and it was a happy and healthy relationship, but he might have been like the trigger point of all these like self-love issues, whether it was with my body, my eating habits, myself. They existed when I was in the relationship with him anyways. So I think like going through the breakup and just realizing like he didn't really cause these issues, like this was a me thing. But it's amazing now being able to like look within and be like, I would have, whether it was through a breakup or anything else in my life, these emotions would have come up at some point.
Hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
How do you define holistic health, kind of? Because that's like a new term to me. And I do have a friend that I had on my podcast. She is also like a holistic health coach. But like for someone who might not know what it is, can you like explain a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So holistic health is really just getting to the bottom of the issues with your health. So like, a typical saying is like a lot of, whether it's with birth control or anything in life, most people just put a band-aid on it. Like, I have acne, but what's the root cause? So holistic healing, holistic health is just getting to the root cause of your issues. So for me with my hormones, like that couldn't be solved until I was off birth control. But yeah, getting to the root cause of the issues and holistically healing. So it can be in many ways, like emotionally, physically, there's not just like one diet to eat that'll solve your issues or one workout. It's a combination of a lot of things.
Hmm. What do you think is like the biggest misconception there is like right now on social media about like health today?
Yeah, I think people are always trying to put a label on like holistic health and just medicine in general. Like if you believe in holistic health, like you don't believe in actual medicine or like no, it's definitely necessary in so many areas of life. But I think in general with social media, people are always looking for a quick fix, like certain pills or supplements. And there are some that are so like beneficial, like specific things for specific issues. For example, like the, have you seen the Sleepy Girl drink, the Sleepy Magnesium?
The cocktail where it's
And like magnesium is so good for you, but like that's not just gonna put you to bed at night.
And
like
it's gone so viral. Like every single video where it's like cranberry juice and like, I don't like.
Yeah, like cherry char juice, magnesium,
So you don't recommend?
I definitely recommend it. Like, I love it. I do it all the time.
Really?
It's definitely a fun way to, like, spice up your night routine. But, like, the blue light at night, like, not scrolling before bed or, like, having a lot of sugar before bed. Like, those are things that, like, affect it. Like,
another thing I was going to ask is, like, what are, like, the biggest tips that you can give to people that, like, might see on social media and are actually not healthy and some that you can, like, share to do instead?
So I always struggle with sharing this on social media, a lot of things, which is why I got like certified as a holistic health coach too. I just wanted to be able to like actually educated. Have a certification and not just be like, well, my doctor told me this. But is a lot of it goes back to, because I definitely struggled with my eating habits in college. Like I didn't even realize at the time, or definitely like turning towards food after my breakup and stuff. But is that like you can do all the right things and holistically be healing, but if you're not emotionally like satisfied or happy, like, okay, is a chocolate chip cookie the best thing for you if you're struggling with your skin or whatever it may be? No, because there's tons of sugar, but like it's so good if you're someone who struggled with eating before. Like I have a lot of friends that have struggled with disordered eating, and it's not right to tell those type of people like, oh, well, like a high sugar, highly processed diet isn't like great for you. Like they will be much better off mentally and physically, like eating all the treats and cookies and whatever, because they've struggled with that a lot. So I always try and like prioritize like whole foods and like low sugar, like not a lot of ultra like processed foods, but also giving myself like the grace, like enjoy whatever I want whenever I want it.
How can someone find that grace within themselves? Because it's funny, like Kushi just literally said the exact same thing of like now processed foods, like whole foods, but like sometimes you just want to eat a cookie and like a lot of people feel guilty when they do. How can someone find that grace like within themselves of like it's okay, you know?
I think always thinking about the intention behind it. I do this with like drinking, food, anything. But certain times it's like, do I want the cake because I'm just like upset and sad and like whatever? Like, am I just emotionally eating my feelings away rather than just like going on a walk or picking up my book or something like that? Or is it like, am I at a social like setting, like at a birthday party? Or like, for example, I was just at a Galentine's Day. Like, I'm going to enjoy all the treats. I'm not going to be like, is it the best choice for me having a lot of it? Maybe not. But like, it's emotionally satisfying and like it's being shared with people. Or it could be like alone in your bed. Like, even throughout my breakup, like I'd always say that to people, like not to maybe have a pint of Ben and Jerry's every night. But like, it's definitely so necessary at times. You need to like emotionally hurt yourself through food too.
I love that. What are some things that you personally do to improve your mental health and that have really helped you and that you think can help people as well? Because I think I'm a super like visual person and like practical person. So like when I need advice, I need some things that I can like actually do and not just like the mindset of like everything's gonna be okay. Yeah, but like how, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What are some things that you do or mindsets that you keep that might help you, might help people listening as well?
Yeah, so I'll give like good advice and then like what I had first done when I was going through my breakups and the honesty.
Yeah, yeah.
But journaling, meditation, movement, like it sounds so like obvious, but it helped me so, so much. And it was like slow. Like I got the 5-minute journal and maybe we'd do it like once or twice a month. And then it was like once a week and like I built it up. It wasn't like I just had my 7 a.m. morning routine like you see now on like my Instagram and I'm like sitting in bed journaling, yeah, meditating. But they definitely help a lot because they force you to sit with your feelings. But like when I was at my lowest, my breakup, I honestly just went to the park every single day and walked and hysterical cried for an hour. Like months on end, but it was so healing. I would just listen to Chelsea Cutler, like my favorite sad songs, and walk and like have my sunglasses on and just cry. And like there is a point where I was like, okay, I need to like stop and like move past this, but there's no timeline. And like that was so healing for me. So it could be as simple as that too.
I love that.
Yeah.
Before I jump into our last question, I have a little gift for you. I have a clothing brand. It's called I Missed Me Project now. And the message behind it is that we're all strangers healing together, because I truly believe that no matter what you're going through, like we all, like you said, we all feel this, the breakup pain in the same way. Like no matter who you are, no matter how many followers you have on social media, no matter what you do, like we all feel pain in the same way. And so that's like kind of my message behind it. So this is for you.
Thank you. I'm going to be living in this.
Thank you so much.
Wait, I love it. I'm going to put it on.
Yeah, you can put it on.
I love this color too. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. I hope you like it. And to close it off, I just want to ask you, what does healing mean to you?
Oh my gosh, that's so good. I feel like I'm repeating myself here, but just going back to being gentle with yourself and really looking, no matter what you're going through, just always looking within. Like the biggest thing was, I think with a breakup or with any traumatic thing you go through in life, is like thinking you're never going to be okay again. And like you were okay before this person or thing and like happy, and like you're going to like exist and be okay and happy afterwards. Mm-hmm. So just knowing that healing isn't linear and there's gonna be a lot of ups and downs, but it's so worth obviously always coming back to yourself.
I love that. What's your biggest piece of advice that you can give to a stranger?
Oh my gosh, there's like so many things. Happiness really is an inside job and no person, place, or thing can fix that. I think it's great to lean on anyone like you have nearby when you're going through something, but at the end of the day, like no one can save you. You can only save yourself. Mm-hmm. So just utilizing all the tools and people you can, but just focusing on yourself and anything that makes you happy to heal.
I love that. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for being here. Where can people find you?
I'm at Maddie Costantino on Instagram, TikTok, and I'm actually launching a YouTube soon. So
you can find me there soon. I will be watching your videos.
Thank you so much for being here.
It's
so much fun.
Thank you guys so much for watching. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media. Don't forget to follow Maddie on social media. And if you want to go get your hoodie, go to nonameproject.co. You can go find your hoodie and get your hoodie. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me Project, where we're going to be posting a lot of content related to the clothing brand. And don't forget to follow me on my personal social media at mafianzudis everywhere. Don't forget that we're all strangers healing together. I love you guys, and I will see you guys on our next episode. With love, Mafi.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.